Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. God bless you on today. Hold on to God. Amen. I continue to tell you to hold on to God because this world is pulling you in all kind of different directions. You can't leave out your house. You know, as soon as you get out of the bed and step your feet onto the floor, the enemy is coming. And you have to gird yourself up with the whole armor of God. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you. Help us to put on the whole armor of God. The whole armor, everything that you have given us, wherewith we are able to fight and be victorious over the enemy. You have given us the power, Lord, to subdue kingdoms, to stop the mouths of lions, to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to cast out demons. Let your word be so in our lives. Sanctify us by your word. Teach us by your word. Edify us by your word, strengthen us, and give us courage by your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Before we go into the book of John, I am just reminded right now, when I talk about the whole armor of God, I want to go over to Ephesians because I want to read that because we have to remember what we are fighting against. Jesus in chapter 18 of the book of John is now being delivered up to these people that are going to crucify him. He was delivered up by his own people, his own nation, and the chief priests. And we are being tested all the time. We are being tempted all the time. And enemies are coming every which way, all kind of imps and demons. Demons are real. The powers of darkness are real. Spiritual warfare is real. And we better be mindful of it. And we better know how to do it. And we fight with the word of God. So I'm going to go over to the whole armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to begin by reading in verse 10. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles or the schemes of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world or this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places, spiritual hosts in high places. Wherefore, take up the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand." Now we're getting ready to go into what the whole armor of God is. But look at what he just said. He said, take on the whole armor of God, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against Mary Jane, Joe, Bob, Mary Smith, and whoever. We don't wrestle against that. It is spirits that we're working against. If you notice, like spirits look the same on people that are dealing with the same struggles. So take homosexuality. If a person is involved in that lifestyle, there is a spirit, a kindred spirit that is amongst all homosexuals, wherewith when you look at them, you can see that it's like they're kin to one another. Their demeanor is similar. Their mannerisms are similar. Similar voice, tone, and structure. Similar way they walk. Similar way they talk. The way they think. Why? Because it's the same spirit. Same thing with liars. Same type of thing. People that manipulate. Same thing with abusers. People that are abusing other people physically or mentally or emotionally. They have the same spirit. They act the same. Same modus operandi. They do the same tactics. An abuser lures you in by flattery. He lures you in by being kind. Gifts. Listening to you. Capitalizing on your weaknesses, the things that they know that you need. Once they get in, then they abuse you, break you down, and make you think that you don't have any hope. They're all the same. Why? It's a spirit. It's a spirit that gets into people and they are alike. And they're spirits that travel with one another. Lying comes with being a thief. Thief comes with manipulation. Manipulation comes with mind control. These, they travel together. And we have to be mindful of that. So we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts in high places. These spirits are working regions. They're working cities. They're working schools. They're working homes. They're working generations. They're working names in your family. Spirits of poverty, spirit of disease, spirit of divorce, spirit of homelessness, spirit of abandonment. I deal with the spirit of abandonment in my family, a spirit of divorce. I rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. And the spirit of abandonment causes you to settle. I know it. I lived it. Causes you to settle. You lower your bar because you want somebody to love you and stay with you, which leads you into manipulation because you won't tell the truth fully because you're afraid of somebody to leave. That's all spiritual warfare. That's all spiritual warfare, getting you to be bound by the chains of the enemy. But you know that you don't wrestle against that. You don't wrestle against people. You wrestle against the flesh and, the principalities and the powers, not against flesh and blood. So it says in verse 14, this is the whole armor of God. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, truth. The word of God is truth. The spirit of truth is Jesus Christ. Everyone that says Jesus Christ is the Son of God and is the Christ, he is in the truth. Everyone that says that Jesus was not the Christ does not reside in the truth. That's the word of God. Truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But you have to be in the word. You have to be in prayer. We're getting ready to go on a fast in my church. July 5th through August the 5th. And our pastor is going to tell us what to pray for. And we need to prepare our minds for that. There is something that is getting ready to happen in the spirit. And I'm saying it and I'm prophesying over my own life. I'm going to line up with the word of God and everything that is supposed to be. I pray to God that we don't stand in the way of it, and God is able to do exactly what he desires to do. And we're going to work with him in tandem, and we are not going to work against him, because he who kicks against the pricks get hurt, and we don't want to do that. So we want to reside in the truth, and we have on the breastplate of righteousness, right standing with the Lord, in unity with God, not in enmity, reconciled with God, the right standing with the word of God, righteousness that has been imputed by Jesus Christ. That's the whole armor of God. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I love the way that reads, because your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. There's three things here: preparation, gospel, and peace. We need to be preparing all the time to be ready to give a word, be ready to be used by God of the gospel, of the good news of the gospel. And the gospel is of peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Peace, peace in your mind, peace in your spirit, peace in your heart. I'm not going to be able to finish this today. I already see. Join me next time on The Word in Me as we finish talking about the whole armor of God. But we have already talked about truth, righteousness, and preparation of the gospel of peace. Put those on. Put those on. In Jesus' name, join me on The Word in Me. God bless.